Wait, what are you saying?
I genuinely missed like the learning part of school.
You genuinely missed the learning part of school.
Yes, like it's not even me saying like, oh, I miss school, but just seeing my friends. This is me saying I miss learning. I miss learning at school.
Is there another part of school?
Yes. Seeing your friends and stuff. That's like why people say like, oh, I miss school, because they miss their friends.
So you think most people that say they miss school are just saying it because they say...
Nobody really misses school.
That's an interesting perspective.
I'm very excited that I have sweats. I didn't think that these would still fit me, but I found them, and they fit.
What did you think would have happened? Did you think that you grew like a
Yeah, my son gave these to me 2 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're a bit short on me. They go to, like, a bit above my ankles when they used to drag on the floor.
Those are your fall
Scotty, out. Yeah.
Memorial.
You know what? I think she gave this to me in sixth grade. Because I've had them for a really long time.
Yeah. It's possible. Yeah. So, you're not going to stay up late?
No.
What did you do at the mall?
Just kind of chill. We went into the arcade that's like in the upstairs part in the Lakewood Mall.
Tell me about the arcade first. Is it like a true arcade, like a game room?
Yes. I mean, it has like a ton of games.
It's almost all shooting games these days, right? And racing games.
That's part of it. There's but it's no not all of
centipede.
It
centipede. No Pac-Man.
No, there still is.
No Arkanoid.
They still have, like, all of the, like, classic games.
Really?
Yeah. But they do have...
Joust?
We didn't look, so I don't know. Oh. But Sally was like, yeah, they still have, like, all the cool classic games. There is this game, and it's, like, this box that you go into, and you sit down in these seats, and there's curtains that go down, and it's, like, totally dark. And it's 4D. You have 3D glasses... The thing, like, shakes and moves, like, your seat will go forward, and it's like, a zombie game. And so you have this, like, gun thing that you use, and it's 3D, so things pop out, and it shakes, and there are things, like, on the side of the screens and stuff that move out, like, they look like, and it's, like, and, like, projecting things, like, coming out on the sides that it looks like they're right there, like, not even from the screen, like a projector thing. And
did you do it?
And like so, yeah, we played it so many times. That's what we spent so long doing. To play the game, and it goes on for like 20 minutes. Like seriously, it's so to play the game for two people for that long. It was $8.
Oh, but that's good value.
Yeah, it's what lasted so long. Wow. So it's called? 40. I don't remember. Sally took a picture of like the outside. It's 4D, and it's complete surround sound. It's so clear. And it was, like, super realistic looking on the screen, and things would, like, pop out at you.
So you like the zombie experience?
Yeah, it wasn't, like, I don't think it was true zombie. Like, there were some zombie aspects to it, like with the guys. Mm. Like, they looked like zombies, but there were different kinds. Like, this one that crawled on, like, all fours, it looked like a centipede, but, like, really kind of short. And its head... moved out, and it was just like a mouth with like sharp teeth on it, and it looked like a worm like coming out of the thing. So there were like some weird creatures, but they were so cool, and there were different levels that you could get to.
And what'd you do? You shot. It was a shooting game.
Yeah, and you had to like.
What kind of gun? It's like a handheld like, pistol thing, or
there were different kinds because this guy like kidnapped you and this other chick. And they put you in this thing, and you have to make it through different levels, and he gives you different weapons each time. And it's, like, his little maze challenge thing, like, for his own amusement, and you have to battle like them. So he gives you different guns and stuff.
Yeah.
And for each level, it's, like, a different part of his little maze thing, and there's different, like, fears. Like, one of them's fear of the dark, one of them's fear of, like, clowns and stuff, one of them's, so there's, like, clown zombies and, like, like, creepy circus music, and there's all these, like, different fears. Like, arachnid stuff, and there's, like, spider zombies, and there's, like, spiders everywhere and, like, on you.
Wow.
It was so cool. Like, and we were looking at it, so we were just kind of like going through the arcade, like do 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 do. We were looking at it. We were like, "This looks so cool." And once we started playing it, because, and then once we had to load money onto this like card and then swipe the
Oh,
card, which was, I mean, there could have been an easier way to do that, but it's like a proper arcade thing.
well, you think it's arcade etiquette?
No, I think it's more. It's not one of those arcades where you just like, oh, put a dollar in. It was like a proper arcade.
Why do
And
you think they do that? What would be one of the benefits?
because you have to pay to get the card.
But what would be the, I mean, what happens when you pay to get the card? What's one of the benefits that comes from that?
I don't know.
What would be the alternative?
Put money in it?
In what?
In a machine?
Yeah. How many machines?
Oh yeah. There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
There's so many.
It's like a central location to
And
pick
you're
up your
and
cash.
you like when like in one part you're going through and you kind of look in this window and a zombie bursts through the window and your seat like shakes.
Wow.
And it has a heart rate monitor. Like because you have to grip onto these things so it measures like the pulse in your hand,
Oh,
Sally said, and it was at like 130, and
wow.
once it gets past like 150 it just puts panic like as your heart rate.
Oh, my. I wonder if it's legitimate.
I think it is
Yeah.
because when I felt like when I was getting like scared I could feel my heart pumping, then that thing went up, and when I was getting more calm it went down,
Interesting.
and we were just in there like yelling like ah! And I'm sure everybody on the outside was like,
Yeah.
and it was so like, oh, it was just so cool. Like the whole 4D experience, like things were
Yeah.
moving and like coming out. It felt like you were there, but not really, because you weren't walking, you were sitting. But it was so scary. Like honestly,
And you loved it.
I loved
Cool. Cool. Maybe we'll
Oh,
have
and I
to
was
look
like,
into getting you some zombies.
yeah, real life version of the game.
Yeah. So good. Yay, yay, yay.
I don't know how I've reverted to sitting.
I don't know
I don't know
either.
how this happened. I don't remember getting up
Well, or you started to get all, I think it was,
when I started talking about the
yeah, you
game.
started talking about the game. I think you wanted to sit in the same position that the game put you in. Gives you a
Yeah.
little more tactile memory.
Yeah. And the girl that was sent in there with us, she did nothing the entire time. Like the character in the game just did nothing.
Oh, what?
We were the only ones like doing things,
Yeah.
and then she was just like, "Come on, there's an exit over there." And then more things come, and we have to shoot them away. And she just closes the door after every single level. We shoot them as we're backing into the door, and she just closes it. That's the only thing that she did. And she's capable. She has a gun, but she just doesn't do anything. And we're like,
Maybe
"Help us! Come on, we could use a bit of help here."
that's funny. Funny. It's you were talking about the heart rate monitor. It made me think of I was listening to like Radiolab or This American Life or something like that, and they were doing a story on a trip they took in New York. There's like an elevator museum, something like that, and it's just this really nondescript set of rooms on like the 11th floor of some building or something, and the guy that runs it put his own money into it and collected all kinds of different parts of elevator memorabilia, like elevator buttons and elevator lore and all this elevator stories and all this stuff. They said it's really super cool to see, but one of the
Really?
collections of buttons, like elevator buttons he had, was the open and closed door buttons. You know, like when you get on an elevator. And he said, 80% roughly, maybe more, of the closed door buttons aren't hooked up. So you think that you're trying to make the elevator go quickly by hitting the closed door button, and it's doing nothing except for
What if like a
like,
murder is coming?
yeah.
What if somebody's attempting to get into the
Yeah.
elevator with like a gun
Yeah.
and you're
Well,
like frantically hitting it and it's like not hooked up, it's just a button.
yeah, it's just going nowhere.
Yeah, don't.
Okay, but that,
don't take the elevator if somebody is trying to kill you.
Oh, yeah, that's
rule number one.
Plus, all you have to do is break the horizon of the door, and the door opens again, so...
Yeah.
That wouldn't really work.
Yeah, I guess.
The closed door button wouldn't... It's not designed to smush people.
Wait, what did that have to do with anything?
Well, because I asked you whether or not you thought that the heart rate monitor was actually... You know, they might just be...
Oh. No, I think it was.
They might just be taking a guess based on, you know, people that have been in it before. They know when the heart rate's going to rise. They know when it's going to calm down. So they just put up something to make you think.
No, Sally was a lot more scared than me. Like, when there was a jump scare, she would, like, physically, like, jump back and yell. But I was, like, more chill. Because I'm used to jump scares and stuff. And mine was a
you
lot...
You are. How did you get to be used to jump scares and stuff?
I play a lot of horror games. I watch a lot of scary movies. I'm used to jump scares.
Really?
I don't jump at jump scares. And hers was a lot higher than mine. Mine stayed at like 100 to like 120.
Mm-hmm.
And hers was like up there. Hers was 1,000. At panic most of the time.
Oh my. You had a good time with Sally?
Yeah, it was fun.
You gave her present?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Did she like it?
Yeah.
Good. Did you get something?
Yeah, but I left it there because I didn't know that we weren't coming back after the mall.
What'd she get you?
She made me like little clay sculptures and like cat ears.
She made the cat ears too?
No.
No.
They're cute and they're fuzzy and pink.
Nice. Very cool. Alright, say a prayer.
Okay. Dear God, we pray for a good night's sleep and a good day tomorrow. And then mommy will have a good day at work. Put your healing hand on mommy's back. Thanks, guys. Have a great day today. Let's have a great day tomorrow. Amen.
Amen.
I hope everyone at church tomorrow isn't, like, at my hair.
They will. They'll ask about it.
Yeah, but they might be, like... That's the face that I imagine them making.
Why?
I don't think anybody else has dyed hair. Hmm. Except if it's, like, a
you
natural
color.
You
think they're
color. Judging? No, not judging. Because they don't care about it, but I feel like... It'd be like, oh, we got some blonde people, we got some brunette people, we got a girl with bright pink hair.
It's not bright pink, though.
It kind of is.
It's
kind of
not.
It kind of is.
It looks kind of auburn red is what it looks like. It's a great color. It's not bright pink.
Am I just colorblind? Because to me, it looks like super bright pink.
Yeah, I think you need to hold it up to something that's this. So do you think this is bright pink?
No.
Because it's almost the same exact color as your blanket.
Mine's lighter, though, and brighter.
And... some select areas, but the overall look of it.
Like, this part is, but, like, pieces on top here are super bright. Well, my hair's
some
wet right now,
parts
so...
parts of it are, but it's not bright pink. It's not... It's just a great color. It's just a great color. It's not an what I would call an abnormal color. I've been trying to get mommy to dye her hair red like that for years. She won't do it. Maybe she'll do it temporarily.
Yeah, maybe. Get some temporary hair dye.
Maybe I'll just do it to her in her sleep.
I think she'd notice. She wakes up if she hears somebody walking.
Maybe I'll give her some wine and then do it to her in her sleep.
Then you'll be good. She gets tired when she has a sip of wine.
That's right. So if I give her one full glass...
She'll be out for
she'll
the
be out like that. I could give her a mustache. All kinds of things. I can make this... What time is it? 11:30?
Yeah.
Okay. Midnight?
Yeah.
Because you have church. All right. I love you.
Love you too.
Good night.